Well, Coach, Goodwin and I sure got a little too close for comfort a little bit towards the end of the fourth quarter, but overall I'm sure you're excited to get a win and get the first win of the year and get it on your home court.
Yeah, great atmosphere here at Altamont. I mean, we do girls basketball events so well here with the band and the PA guy, Scott, and it's just such a great atmosphere, especially on a Friday night. Super crowd. Love the people coming out. Yeah, the first quarter was how we can play when we are fresh. And, probably something I would be critical with myself about. We don't condition a whole lot. We probably should do a lot more of that. We try to practice hard, but the girls were just gassed in the second half. But it showed their toughness. I mean, they guarded and rebounded good enough. And I'll tell you, the zone, we had played that very little. We played a little bit at Vandalia and played it poorly. And tonight, they just communicated. They said it in the locker room. Kylie said, we were connected. Sophia said, we were connected tonight. And so much talk out there. And that's what it takes, you know. And that was the difference. That was the game, was the way that our girls adjusted and improvised and communicated in that zone. Because one of their big kids was hurt. And when I saw the starting lineup, I said, you know, we don't match up, so we're going to play the zone. And man, did they communicate. And, you know, people need to know, Almy did us a favor coming over here. We were without a second game this week because we moved the Stu game, because don't need to be playing a conference game this first week. Brian and I talked about it. So Katie was still doing the job. She got the game moved. And Ian did us a favor coming over here in the middle of a busy week. They got T-Town tomorrow at 11 and a game in the afternoon. So we appreciate that, and, you know, but no, just, you know, that's no shade to our girls. Our girls won this game. It didn't get handed to them. And, so proud, just so happy for them, man. Just so happy for these girls.
You talk about the crowd and the great energy that they had, and I felt like, especially in the first quarter, the crowd from the energy fed into the girls, and it just seemed to give them a big boost of momentum early on.
Yeah, I mean, these are such good kids, and they deserve that support. But there's a lot of kids in a lot of towns that deserve that support, and they don't get it, you know, just because of whatever reason. But our girls got it, and like you said, they took advantage of it. What a great start. God, that first quarter was so much fun. But, I mean, when we played this summer, that's when we played well, when we ran the floor and made – you know, good decisions. And that first quarter, I don't think we made one bad decision. The bigs were running the floor. Kaylee scoring inside. Libby with two big threes to get us going. So, hey, great team win. Everybody that played contributed, and, you know, I'm happy with that.
You talked about your two post players, Kaylee and Avery. I thought they did a great job early on, just really attacking the post. And there were times when Kaylee would get doubled and she would pass it out to Avery and vice versa. And anytime you can have those bigs that are communicating like that, it makes it so much difficult to guard in the post.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we're very fortunate. We have four really great kids to play in the post. Kaylee and Avery are starters, but Kennedy came off the bench, gives us good minutes, gets some rebounds, guards people. And then, you know, we're going to get Justice going. She's got a little bit of a foot issue going right now, but we're going to get Justice going. And those four together, that's a great 1A set of post players. So, yeah, could look a lot to look forward to. Not a senior in that bunch.
Of course, too, like you said, the defense I thought was really the standout of the team. Able to hold them to under 40 points, which is pretty rare in a varsity basketball game, and especially in the second half whenever your girls were getting good looks, just couldn't get shots to fall. I thought the defense was really what shined the most.
Yeah, and, you know, the byproduct of the zone is kills some clock, and I think that worked to our advantage in the second half. They're very talented. Like I said, upstairs, I'm not sure what happened with Weiler in the fourth quarter, why she didn't play, but her and number 24 is such a load. And They're going to win 20 games this year easy. They're going to battle for a 3A regional. And, you know, that's something that should give our girls a lot of confidence going into next week, which is going to be a bear. But that's okay. Tonight was a bear, too. And we took – we represented pretty well.
I thought, too, it was really good for the girls to come out and put last Tuesday behind them.
Yeah, yeah. And, again, like I said upstairs, there – you know, most people didn't live in Vandalia just assumed we were going to win that game. I knew that wasn't going to be an easy game. I mean, Mark's good at what he does, and they got talent. And a Lupton kid can really shoot. And we got beat. You know, we had too many turnovers, but you know, we learned from it. And you know, they put, like you said, they put it behind us. And yeah, I'll trade this one for that one.
of course, too, next week, a pretty busy week. Not only is it Thanksgiving week, but got a pretty tough tournament up in Newton, a tournament that I'm sure you're, A, looking forward to, but, B, I'm sure you're kind of thinking to yourself, it's like, okay, now it's time to see what we're really made of.
Yeah. Honestly, I think we found out a lot about ourselves tonight. But, you know, there's no – we try to say no steps backwards. Monday night we got Effingham. Jeff's so good. Had a chance to get his 500th win tonight, and there, you know, got everybody back from a 29-5 sectional qualifier last year. And then Newton, Wednesday night, they just keep shooting layups on people. They're so long and athletic, but it's only going to make us tougher. You know, tonight was a great example of being tough. I mean, they were physical. You know, they're physical, and I said, hey, they play in 3A. They play 3A basketball, and that's how 3A basketball is played. It's physical. So it's going to do us a lot of good heading down the road as we get into the conference.